The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Gear Switch, a monthly podcast where writer and activist Jess Skolnick and myself, FanFight staff writer Colette Arend, examine the best and worst of wrestling fashion, both in and out of the ring. Today, we're starting things off by examining the best and worst looks of 2020, but first, a segment we melodramatically call Merch Watch. Jess, how are you?
I am pretty good, considering, you know, the world at large. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm happy to be discussing wrestling looks with you again. This is going to be fun. The stuff that you've shown me is already the worst, far worse than anything I could have imagined.
We did this podcast independently for a while, but there was nobody around to cut us off, so it was like 2.5 hours of us laughing at each other's jokes, which is too long. And we didn't have an actual producer, so I had to do like bare bones bad audio editing, and it was real bobo, as the kids say. So we're happy to be doing this under the FanFight umbrella, because it will actually be coherent and not take up 2.5 hours of your time.
Yeah. No guarantees, but yeah. Did you want to start with your piece of merchandise first? Because you had a couple of things that you sent my way, like some all of which was like seasonal. There were like towels and masks and, you know, all kinds of horrible ephemera. But what did you want to start with?
Yeah. So at first, I was like, let's talk about the fact that half or more of the AEW masks that they have just put up are like riffs on the white supremacist skull mask that like members of very, you know, different neo-Nazi gangs, Adam Hoffman and Iron March, both wear, which is just like the bottom half of your face is a skull. And for like, they have done this in various iterations for different wrestlers, and it doesn't make any sense because, with the exception of the couple of luchadors, like, they don't have that, or Darby Allin, who, you know, wears the skull face paint.
Right.
Like, they don't have skulls on the bottom of their faces, so it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And also, you know, maybe they should read the room. and then I was like, oh, wait, I have something more specific to talk about in the AEW merch verse, and it is the AEW heels towel, which is amazing. So AEW, like, obviously have gotten a lot of kickback around the concept of heels, which is their membership to their, like, women fan wrestling club thing that Brandi Rhodes is heading up. Because women wear heels, get it? it's real stupid. So the heels merchandise, there's a keychain, which is actually, like, kind of cute. It's a pair of heels.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It's decent. And then there's the towel, which is like really bad clip art of a shoe and a wine glass, and then like real bare bones heels written in just like some generic font.
Right. Devil Wears, like, Prada font.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like it makes me think of like the that like the Real Housewives of New York like skinny girl wine brand. Like it looks like that to me. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So ugly.
I don't know.
And I'm impressed with the fact that, like, A, they put no thought into it, and B, they got so much kickback around the name, and people really fucking hated it. Sorry to swear. but they got so much kickback around the name, and, like, then just, like, leaned into all of the things that people hated about the name.
Oh, yeah. Well,
for the graphic design.
And, like, the thing that people hated the most, which was, like, charging women money for space where they could talk about wrestling, and then stretching that out further by charging more money for merchandise. It's good. It's a good grift, AEW heels.
Yeah,
I don't know everything about it. Like you said clip art, and I think that's what it is essentially. Is it looks like stock clip art. Like if you typed in heels on like a Windows 98 computer, like that would pop up, on MS Paint or something like that. It's not,
yeah, like you could have made it in print shop.
Yeah.
In like the late 90s.
Yeah. And like, I still don't know what any of the actual benefits of membership are. Like if I'm not getting the towel with membership, like if I have to buy the towel in addition to membership, like, What's the point? Like, if they wanted to go nuts with this, like, if AEW Heels becomes, like, the Savage X Fenty brand of wrestling merchandise, I would support that. But this is a weak launch. This is a weak launch. This is, it's less Rihanna and more, like, Lady Gaga's makeup on Amazon.com. Like, no one talks about it except for, like, in kind of, like, closet of shame. Like, if you got this, you wouldn't want to admit it to anybody.
Oh, yeah, House Labs. Nobody talks about House Labs.
Yeah, nobody talks about House Labs. I forgot what it was called. Like, yeah.
I can't believe I remembered, which is a sign of my brain poisoning.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, like, you know, they do it to themselves. Like, Lady Gaga probably shouldn't have gone into makeup. Like, one person knocked her out of the park. You don't need to follow her. AEW heels, yeah. I'll never understand the point of it. Like, seriously, if I'm not getting this towel with my membership package, what the fuck is the point? Like,
it makes no sense.
Yeah.
And it's like $25, I think.
Yeah, at least
the towel is.
At least if I spend that much money on a mask, like, I can remind myself that wrestling shouldn't be happening while wearing a mask about wrestling.
Right.
But yeah.
And also, like, a mask is, like, a useful thing.
Yeah.
Like, imagine taking this, like, crappy heels.
This direct-to-garment towel.
Print to the beach.
Yeah. Like, putting it in the wash, like, one time, it comes out looking, like, acid washed. Yeah. No, this, like...
But, I mean, of course it is, because it's print on demand, so it's going to look like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I am kind of impressed with the hustle, though, like... They'll print on any goddamn thing now. Like, it was amazing when they decided they were going to do shoes. But, like, now they got towels. They're doing flags. They're doing yard signs. They got it all. And this is... Like, in full disclosure, the heels towel is not even the worst towel. The worst towel is the Young Bucks towel. Like, that's the worst one.
Oh, yeah. The Young Bucks towel is atrocious.
Yeah. But that's, you know, it feels like cheating to mention the Young Bucks. The masks, though, like, what is the deal with skulls in wrestling now? Like, I remember when there was, like, one guy with a skull, and then there was, like, well, there wasn't ever just one guy, because, like, Dr. Death Steve Williams had a skull, and Steve Austin had a skull, and the world seemed pretty... set on skull wrestlers for like a long time. But now, like, everybody has a damn skull, and it makes sense for nobody. Like, Sean Spears is the fucking 10 guy. Like, he's the 10 guy. He still does 10 guy things in his matches. Why has he got a skull? Like, like, what's so fucking cool about him? Like, why does Kenny...
It doesn't make any
sense. Kenny Omega kind of makes sense because he does the Terminator dive thingy, but, like, he's also not the fucking Terminator. Like, come on, man. Cody Rhodes.
Right.
Cody Rhodes having a skull.
And, like, he doesn't have the Terminator face on.
Yeah, like, it's just weird. Like, you have skull, then you have MJF with, like, a middle finger, and then you have Colt Cabana's face, which is a kind of skull, and maybe the least pleasing one of all.
It is certainly the most ghoulish.
It's horrifying. As LB sends it to us in the chat, it's so bad.
Yeah. Like, sorry, I'm looking at it right now. I can't stop laughing.
No, like, it looks like an open target. Awful. Like, if someone wants to throw, like, goldfish crackers into it or something. Yeah. It's just constantly open, spreading COVID through the hole that is Colt's mouth, his giant mouth that never closes.
I also, like, you know, both of us, you work at a record store now, I have worked at record stores, we'll probably work at them again. That is the picture on the album cover that you draw the dick in. Like, he's just leaving it just wide open for somebody to draw dicks.
To some degree, I expect that Colt Cabana knows that's what's happening. Maybe not on the mask.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like wrestling fans are simultaneously the kind of person most likely to draw a dick on an open mouth and the people least likely to find it funny when it happens to them. Yeah, I don't think that's happening on Colt's masks, but there's probably a fair number of Colt Cabana flyers with that action going on.
I also have to say that it is making me look at his facial hair.
Oh, God.
Really closely, and, like, it is manicured in a way that I find upsetting. That's false.
Yeah, you don't even get the benefit of his full chin either. I feel ripped off.
No.
How much am I paying for that 3/4 chin?
So your merch watch is also, like, a bad pro wrestling tease, like, will do anything.
Yeah, I mean, pro wrestling tease is constant, like, fish in a barrel type stuff here, but what I have chosen to highlight is the pro wrestling tease limited edition very important person cut off denim vest, which is complete with Urban Outfitters style distressing. Though whether or not you are guaranteed to get the distressing that is shown on the preview pictures is unknown. And custom pro wrestling tees buttons where there are tiny skulls and the words pro wrestling tees emblazoned on them. And on the back, it has a back patch that has a more detailed version of the skull, which is, you know, just one of 700,000 wrestling-related skull shirts that Pro Wrestling Tees has put out this year. Like, you and I texted each other when this was released, and I think that that was kind of, like, part of the reason why we decided to start doing this again was, like, we just needed an outlet for how terrible this was. Pro Wrestling Tees, the fact that there's a factory that makes wrestling shirts and a good 30% of their output is shirts for the wrestling shirt factory is astonishing. And the fact that 90% of those have skulls on them is concerning. It's concerning.
Yeah, it is.
Like, there's a lot of skulls on this page, but to take that and apply it to a denim vest, it looks paper thin. It's like a tissue paper thin denim. Something that, like, I've never seen denim that thin in my life. And they're it's relatively speaking, for considering what they charge everyone else for everything, $30 for this vest is not a bad deal. It's going to last you one wear, and everybody at the indie wrestling show who isn't social distancing and who, like, aren't wearing masks is going to gather around you and clown on you, and then you're going to get COVID.
Oh, yeah.
It's so, yeah.
Like, you are going to get made fun of so hard,
so hard
for wearing those things.
Yeah, like the
there's like first of all, like nothing like less punk than a pre-made vest. a pre-made, pre-distressed vest. Actually, it like looking at it up close, it really looks less than a denim jacket with the arms cut off than like a chambray shirt with the arms cut off.
Oh, you're right.
Like you said, like it's really paper thin.
You're totally right. That's what it is. It's not even a jacket.
It's not even a jacket. It's a chambray shirt.
Yeah.
Because it's got the collar and like the markings of like, that's a shirt.
Yeah. I mean, like the positives are, well, I guess I was going to say you could hide the fact that this is a pro wrestling tees thing. Like, because you could, you know, it's a screen print on the back, so you could sew on a different back patch. And the iron-on patches on the front are an issue, but you can put different patches over that. But you can't get rid of those buttons unless you want to just remake the whole shirt.
No.
So you can't hide what you're doing.
No, you are cursed with those buttons forever.
You're stuck. Yeah, I don't get it. The logo that they're using for it too, like it looks like a cross between like your standard issue, like Ramones parody, like the like seal of the President of the United States of America thing, but like the skull and chains in the back look like they're the logo for like a very very local like cage fighting promotion from like 1999.
You know what? Yeah, I was gonna say it has the vibe of like a kid's, like an older boy's Target shirt.
Yeah.
For like a fake skate company.
Yeah. No.
Like, that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, like you remember like 12 years ago when Walmart was getting really into skulls, and then they found out like that skulls aren't always a cool thing. Like that's what this looks like. That's what this looks like, and that's what the majority of their like current pro wrestling tees branded merchandise section looks like. It's all of a piece, and that piece is pretty fucking terrifying.
Garbage and also like really unimaginative.
Yeah, no.
Like depressingly unimaginative.
Yeah, it's worse than the thing that normally happens, which is where they just like, all right, here's the logo for a pay-per-view that happened 20 years ago. That's our logo.
Right.
Like that kind of thing, which it turns out they have several of those as well. So they're really covering all the bases, but this is the worst base. it's pretty bad.
I'm noting also that like they have not changed the washing instructions, so it just says turn shirt inside out.
Yeah, and also they've not changed their like blood oath that you have to sign, where you have to be okay with like a 16-day turnaround and shoddy merchandise, so that if it's wrong, you can't get your money back. It's pretty great.
You might not get this shirt.
You may never get this, whatever. But. money's in the bag, so we'll check y'all later. It's a grift. Yeah, no, they're as good a grifters as anyone else in pro wrestling, and I guess I just have to respect that and hate them as much as I hate everyone else in pro wrestling.
It's that carny spirit.
Oh Jesus, is it ever. that's unless you have anything to add about the vest, I think that's merch watch.
I do not.
Yeah,
I would like to scrub my eyes clean of that vest.
Of the vest. All right. So the thing that we've decided to come back together on in 2020, there has been a lot of professional wrestling this year. Some would say
there shouldn't be.
Yeah, yeah, that's exact. Yeah, some would say there shouldn't be, but there has been a lot, and with the bounty, if you want to use the nicest possible word for the absolute glut of wrestling that we've had, with no crowds or Best Buy TV display crowds, or, you know, people like cornering Nick Gage and screaming MDK in his face, that kind of wrestling. There have been a lot of new gimmicks, a lot of new gear sets for wrestlers. Some of it good, some of it great. And we're going to talk a little bit about kind of our best and worst dressed of the year so far, with the caveat that like I haven't really been able to watch much New Japan, and I know that they tend to like kind of lead the field, so to speak, so far as incredible outfits and costumes go. And they actually were able to run the Dome Show in January, so I probably missed out on some good ones in what I'm going with here. But Jess, did you want to maybe start us off with your best dressed of the year?
Sure. So New Japan, definitely the leaders in that regard, but there haven't been, like, they have not really switched it up this year.
Right.
With a couple of exceptions. So I am going to go with a couple of old favorites from the WWE Women's Division. Asuka always looks amazing. I think that her turn into, you know, her team with Kairi, and then who is now back in Japan. Thank goodness for her. I'm glad for her. And then her women's championship. Like, she's just refined her look to the fact where the point where it's really incredible. Super cartoonish. Very... It, like, even incorporates a little bit of the fact that she, like, really loves hair metal.
Yeah.
As a person. And, like, it's got a little bit of that style to it. It's a lot less, like, cartoonishly Japanese than it was when she started in the U.S. Because her looks as Kana, like, in Japan were never like that, particularly. Even though, you know, she and Kairi were, like, warriors, they kept that the weird fetishization to a low when they did the merch or the gear design for that team. She looks terrific. I'm super glad that she is one of the few people that have been able to escape the curse of the women's division extensions. Anytime a woman moves up from NXT to the main roster, she gets like extra extensions. I don't know if like it's a policy that Vince has, but only a select few are able to take them out. and Asuka has been able to do that, and she looks great.
She's always had great hair.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks terrific. She has a salon, right? Like,
yeah, I don't know if she still has one, but she was a hairdresser for a long time and a pro gamer, like before that was a real thing.
Yeah. And a graphic designer.
Yeah.
So she's always just had like such a sharp aesthetic. Yeah, she looks terrific. I also super love Naomi, also has always looked really great since she sort of took charge of her own styling. All of her, like, you know, future raver gear has looked terrific. And, like, her new look, which is a Josie and the Pussycats inspired look, I super love.
Yeah.
So I wanted to call that out. Just, she's always looked terrific. And, like, this is a really excellent look. And it made me smile because I love that movie. And she wears that look great.
Yeah.
And she posted, I was looking at her tweets and Instagrams, and like there's been a collage of all of the different wigs that she has worn over the years, and also like when she has had her regular locks in. Just tops.
No, yeah.
I love her look.
She's always great. And yeah, Josie and the Pussycats, like that's a great movie to pull from. Like there's a lot of iconic fashion in that film.
Totally.
Yeah. Like she's great.
And it's like a perfect zeitgeisty look for right now, because all of the looks that like current fashion is pulling from is all from the late 90s and early 2000s. So she's referencing that in a really smart, cool way.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like both like she and Asuka are fairly like their gimmicks are so adaptable to both like personality and like whatever's like quote unquote current, but like I really love the fact that, like, both of them have these things that, like, highlight, like, the loudest part of their gimmick, like the boots that change colors every time she makes a step. Like, those are incredible. Mm-hmm. When Asuka started using mist and started, like, doing the green slime coming from her eyes, makeup wise, like, that, yeah, that's such a good look, and it's remained, like, an incredible look for as long as she's done it. Yeah, both of them, totally. Both of them,
they're
look
both
great.
So visual.
Yeah.
Like, have this, like, really smart, like, really, like, really, really smart, really adaptable, like you said, really sharp visual aesthetics that, like, really stand out and also are, like, able to accommodate, like, pretty much whatever turn they're given in the storyline.
Yeah. Like, very, just very adaptable. Yeah, great choices, particularly...
Yeah, and I wanted to just give a quick shout to Zelina Vega's Aaliyah-inspired outfit from Raw, which I saw photos of. I have not watched Raw in 8 million years, but I saw photos of that today, and I thought it was really adorable and sweet. She also is somebody who, like, looks great a lot of the time. But I really loved her little Aaliyah outfit, the little hot pants that reference the baggy pants from, like, a really iconic photo shoot.
Yeah.
And a shout to the most fashionable and best commentator that WWE has ever had, Renee Young, who is taking off for Parts Unknown, possibly AEW, who knows? Rumors are to be believed, but...
Just like a long rest.
Yeah, like, she deserves, like, a nap.
Yeah.
Like, she rules. I'm, like, I'm really glad for her that she is, like, free of that super grueling schedule right now. But, like, constantly the best fits, like, anywhere backstage. She looks great all the time, so shouts to Renee.
Yeah, she changed the game so far as that's concerned. Like, that sounds ludicrous to say, but, like, if you put... like Renee Young next to just about, like, any other person who's been in her role, like, she just blows them out of the water. Like, no question. Yeah. Like,
in every regard.
Yeah. Like, and it's not even,
she's great at calling matches.
Yeah.
She looks great.
And she learned all of that stuff kind of on the fly too. Like, she, she's up there, like, so far as, like, non-wrestling personalities goes, and specifically as, like, a backstage person, like, she's up there with, like, Gene Okerlund, like, and that's the top of the mountain.
Yeah,
huge loss for them. And if she doesn't come back to wrestling in some way, shape, or form, really kind of a loss for everybody. Like, she was a tremendous voice, and like you said, like, God, she brought, like, serious outfits like every pay-per-view. I don't know,
every time I would be like, what's Renee wear?
Yeah, like, it's like, worth, it's almost worth watching the pre-show so just for that. My best dressed is also fairly recent, and also plays into the concept of things that are important to one's storyline or gimmick, because I am still in total awe of Seth Rollins' get up from SummerSlam, which was pretty much lifted from Rey Mysterio Jr.'s outfit at Halloween Havoc 1997, which was fucking amazing, because if there's one thing, like, like, it's perfect. Like, Rey's, like, purple and black, like, airbrushed bodysuit getting updated and made into, like, Seth's, like, pants and vest look. Like, Seth really pulled it off, and, like, the reason for it being, like, to kind of wear your rival's, like, most famous gear to the ring on an occasion where you're attempting to beat the shit out of his kid, that's like chef's kiss, incredible stuff to me. Like, now all I want is the alternate universe where, like, Ted DiBiase did that when he was going to beat up Dusty Rhodes' kid. Like, yeah, the million dollar man and a bunch of polka dots.
It's like one of the, to call back to, I think, maybe the first episode of the show we ever did, like the Rick Rude airbrush pants.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like airbrushing your pants with
as like an insult.
As an insult with like the face of your opponent's wife. It's so sick.
So good. Or like painting like your opponent's face on your ass, like with the Ultimate Warrior. Yeah. It's so good. And like, meanwhile, this dude is standing on the outside and like is being forced to watch you beat up your kid while dressed up as you in your prime. Like, it's so good. And like, it helps that the match I thought was fantastic. Like, you texted me and was like, should I watch SummerSlam? And I was like, nah, probably not. And then I turned it on and it was just incredible. Like, the show was really great until the end. Like, and like this
surprise.
Yeah, like this, like the Seth Rollins Dominic match was like a huge part of it, and like I was freaking out and bid into it like 100%, like from word go. Of course, no one mentioned it, like no one on commentary even noticed that Seth had like question marks on his gear, let alone what he was copying from. But you know, that's just a little subtlety to children who were 9 years old when Halloween Havoc 97 happened. It was for me, and for a bunch of other people. But yeah, I don't know. Like there's something about that, like,
yeah, I was 18 and definitely watched that with like a bunch of college friends.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know if that made you a cool college student. It would have made me a lame one, but that's, you know, I wasn't a popular kid either. I watched it alone in my room. Just what a great outfit. What a great match. You know, if he really wanted to take it to the next level, he could have worn an eye patch to like really take things up a notch with Ray.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, have you gotten to see much of that outfit? Like, the concept
I just saw lots of photos of it online. It looked amazing. What a sick choice.
Yeah.
Truly.
Purple's an underrated color too for ring gear.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It looked really stark. It like fit really perfectly with like his current aesthetic. It even looked good with that stupid jacket over it, which is an impressive feat because I don't like that jacket. yeah, terrific. I really appreciated it, which is not something I thought I would say about a Seth Rollins outfit in 2020.
Yeah, right, or ever. Period.
Yeah.
Yeah, my only complaint gear-wise with that match was that, like, Dominic was wearing a hood, like a hoodie-type vest, and not once was he pulled down to the mat by that hood. Not once. So, wrestling may or may not be real based on that. congratulations to Seth Rollins on your, like, first lifetime compliment. Over from my end of the microphone. Doesn't happen very often, but God, like, everything about that, I loved it. I loved it so much. I just hope that he doesn't wear this more than twice. Like, it should just be a one-time only thing. One-time only gear is always, always good in my book. What about your worst dressed of the year?
It's a tough call because, like, I feel like a lot of people really like some real middling looks out there. But I feel like we have, perhaps been, a little hard on the Young Bucks in the past, but I really still think that their look is absolutely terrible. And they need to fix it.
Because it hasn't changed
ever.
So they
are the winner once again. No, it has not changed in, like, substantially in their, like, entire career.
Yeah.
And also the, like, combination of streamers. Like, streamers look great when you're doing, like, Double Fine super kicks, right? Like,
right.
They look great. But you have to figure out a way to incorporate them into your gear that doesn't make it look like you are the dude outside of the car wash. Like, the giant inflatable guy.
Yeah.
Because that's what they look like. They look like the Bailey buddies.
Yeah.
For, like, that... They look like that. It's real bad. They also look like what, like, a clean-cut Mormon kid would think a biker looks like.
Right.
On top of that, it's like a real mishmash of styles.
Right.
Looks real bad.
Like a safe biker.
The ponytails are bad. Like, all of it is really unfortunate, and they need to fix it. So I am sorry to the Young Bucks. I feel that I'm coming down on them a little hard, but you gotta fix it, man. Like,
I mean, I don't know if you're coming down hard on the Young Bucks. I don't know if you're being, like, you can't be mean enough to the Young Bucks about the way that they look. Like,
they really, like, activate the, like, I think because they are such, like earnest young Christian lads,
right?
But, like, they really activate the, like, I want to shove you into a locker, like, bully part of me, and that's not good.
Yeah I mean, like, for me, it's one of these things where, like, the feud that they've had with the Revival for some god-awful reason has included old men tag teams from, like, 400 million years ago. I say that knowing full damn well when the Brain Busters and the Rock and Roll Express were a thing, as if I don't love both of them. But, like, you have the Young Bucks constantly, like, oh, well, we're the Young Bucks. And, you know, back in their day, the Rock and Roll Express were the Young Bucks of their day. And it's like, yeah, you know what? They were, because they wore the same shitty outfits you did 30 years ago.
Like, right. Also, you are not young anymore. Like,
no, like, it's like one of those things where, like, I don't know what I was watching, but they were talking about kind of like the evolution of Shawn Michaels, like the jump that he made gear wise from, like, the Rockers to the Heartbreak Kid, and, like, right. How, like, you know, the Rockers look like if you took a pair of lime green tights and, like, stapled some crepe paper from Party City to it. Like,
yeah.
The Young...
It was a very budget look.
Yeah, like, but that's, like, the aesthetic that the Young Bucks are coming from, only they have money, and Sean Hickenbottom did not in, like, 1989. Right. So, like, right. you're approaching, like, taste... Like, it's the problem where, like, a lack of taste is like, in a T-bone car accident with having too much money for your own good. And the end result is, like, a veritable cornucopia of, like, outfits that, like, Macho Man Randy Savage would probably find a little bit too much, on most nights. They've got so much, and it really only accentuates the super kick, and I really don't care about super kicks anymore. Neither.
It really only does. And, like, also, why do they have them on their arms then?
Yeah, no, you should
and
only...
And they're in the exact spot. Like, this is a... It was a bad observation for me to have as a former drug user. Like, it is in the exact spot where you tie off.
Oh, jeez.
Like, that is also really distracting to me. I don't know. It's bad. It looks stupid.
I mean, what I was going to say is that you should really only have arm tassels if you're doing steroids. Like, that's the condition.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah.
Like,
and the Young Bucks, they're not body guys. Like, that's not their thing.
No.
Like, you know, they could do steroids. All... They would look exactly the same.
They would probably lose their Cracker Barrel contract.
They would lose their Cracker Barrel contract. They would lose their hair faster than they're losing it right now, which would mean that the headband would creep up. You'd end up with, like, a Hulk Hogan do-rag situation.
Like, that horrible look where it's like a ring around a ring.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. So there's room. There's room. They haven't hit bottom yet. Like, we have not found bottom for the Young Bucks. But
the fact that they, like, haven't changed their year or, like, aged makes me think a lot about, like, you know, like, current YouTube influencers.
Right.
Like, Jojo Siwa or whatever, who, like, are stuck in being young forever.
Oh.
And I just really want them to, like, transition out of it. Because, like, it's upsetting that they're stuck there, too.
That the Young Bucks are stuck?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever, they're getting paid. Like, yeah, so long as people watch their YouTube show, like, I guess they're stuck with it. That's the bed they made. Yeah, they really haven't, like, I'm trying to think of, like, how far back my frame of reference for the Young Bucks goes, and I think it's TNA, and,
yeah,
like, the...
That's where I first started seeing them, and it's the same gear.
Only fewer tassels, so better.
Yeah.
Better gear back then, when people did not know who they were as much. See, it's money. Money's the problem. Should have never started giving those boys power. They're wild with it now.
Just too many tassels. Eventually, they're just gonna, like, be covered in tassels.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah.
When you're...
It's just gonna be tassels all the way down. It's like Orville Peck.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, man. Now I want the Young Bucks to lose, like, a Loser Leaves Town match so that they can do an Orville Peck gimmick.
Right?
It'd be amazing. I mean,
so many tassels.
Yeah, just full nudie suit, full tassels. Shit, they've done that. They dress like Elvis once.
Yeah.
Oh, they've already done it. Oh my god.
They just need a mask.
They're ahead of the game. Yeah, they could have, like, mask tassels.
Right.
Yeah, they could do all kinds of things. This is...
Why doesn't the, like, Young Bucks face mask have tassels on it?
Oh, man. They could charge an extra $10 for that.
Yeah.
See?
We're better at thinking about merch options than
they are. Yeah, that's the curse. our producer just said, our producer Hunk Tears just said, PWTs doesn't have fringe technology, which I presume is true.
Yeah. I am also, they can pre-distress a denim shirt, but they cannot fringe out anything.
Yeah, tassels cost extra.
Yeah. Who is your worst dress?
My worst
dress. It's a good one. Your pick is good.
Yeah, initially I was gonna go with Bray Wyatt. He was my worst dressed because he has dressed in three distinct personae, and all three of them look like they would be the featured villain of different franchises of Law and Order. But in all truth, the worst dressed wrestlers of the year are Retribution, a group that has not yet wrestled a single match, but eventually will, I think, and when they do, they're already, like, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens when they wrestle in, like, full body black with, like, hoodies, ski masks, gloves, combat boots kind of thing. I've complained a lot about Retribution. I wrote an entire article about how insulting the idea is, as, you know, somebody who's been on the streets and somebody who has, you know, done activist work and blah, 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 and all of that's really boring when thinking about their aesthetic. Because to me, like, what's truly disappointing about Retribution is that no effort went into Vince McMahon's, like, nightmare future Super Soldier Antifa contingent. And, like, this is a company that has done, like... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they look so lumpy.
Yeah, like...
Which, like, honestly, like, I am a lumpy person. If I am wearing, like, a hoodie and, like, over a shirt, over, you know, jeans or whatever, like, I somehow look less lumpy than they do.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And I don't know how that's possible. It's real weird. They look really lumpy. They look like unhappy.
Yeah.
In like a way that is not like, I don't know, like.
Well, like.
Like when you see people masked up at like at a protest and you see Black Bloc, like. Those are looks like born out of survival, and they are also a whole lot cooler looking than whatever is happening with Retribution.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, these dudes, like, Retribution right now just look like, you know, 6 to 8 to 12, however many people keep showing up, people who are about to ask the manager of the shoe department where the no-slip shoes are because they just scored a gig dishwashing over the weekend. Like, they don't look like anything. Like, they look like normal people, which is fine. Like, that's kind of what they're going after. But this is wrestling, and... Like, I've been watching a lot of WWF New Generation wrestling lately, which is the era in which people had fantastical jobs, like being a garbage man outside of their job as a pro wrestler. But like, they would take these like normal things and make them look like wrestling somehow, and that hasn't happened here, and it's really disappointing.
No.
Like, it's so disappointing.
No, it's just, like, the lumpiest, saddest people ever.
Yeah.
Just yelling.
Yeah. Like,
in a mournful way.
I would love to know...
Like, they don't even sound like they're fired up. They don't even sound like they're, like, just ready to kick some ass. Like,
yeah.
They sound like they are slowly dying. Which, like...
That's what they're protesting against. The slow death
like,
of being in WWE.
They are.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Admittedly, they are stuck in a company that is going to give them COVID. But, like, I don't know. It's real sad.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just, I just keep thinking, like, all right, like, so other real world things that have had looks in WWE. Diesel, he's a truck driver. He also looks fucking sick as hell. Way cooler than any truck driver I've ever met. You have, like, the Goon, a hockey player. He has boots that look like ice skates. That's sick as hell. Like, how, like, Nails, I guess, looks vaguely like a prisoner. Big Boss Man, he's a police officer, authentic enough that he has a Confederate flag on his shoulder. Like... Where's that level of attention to what's going on here? Like, how come I can't have, like...
Should literally make IRS look cooler than these dudes. That is sad.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Like, where's my rock and wrestling anti-fascists? That's what I want.
Right.
Like, come on, man. Like, there's no color anywhere else in the world right now except pro wrestling. Like... Yes, I want to be... I mean, I don't want to be terrified by these people because odds are I agree with their aims until it turns out that they're a front for The Miz or some bullshit. But, like, I want to be with them. I also...
Right.
I want them to look ridiculous. Like, none of these fucking cargo shorts. One of these people looks like they're wearing Uggs. Someone else is wearing Converse. Like, get the fuck out of here with all of that.
Yeah.
I want you out there in boots that have, like, the anarchy symbol on it. Like, I want someone to have, like, a flag somewhere.
The army surplus store, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just do something. Like, you have all the money in the world. And you fired a bunch of other people, so you have even more fucking money. And you just told your dudes to go out, like, at 12:45 the day before the show and just find some black stuff and wear it if they could? Like, that's fucking bullshit. Not all of these guys are wearing gloves. Like, what the fuck? They're ineffectively masked.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad. Like, at least be ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I hate them. I hate them so much.
They're awful.
And
they're really awful.
When they fucking get in the ring and wrestle, they're just gonna look like... Do you remember, like, Bull Buchanan? Like, how they would... Like, just, like, there have been WWE wrestlers in the past who have dressed exactly like this in their gimmick as private security contractor, which, wow, what a thrilling gimmick that was. And they never went anywhere because they look like a bouncer at a bar down the street from the arena. That's what they're about to do to six people that they're calling up from NXT. That's fucking awful, and they should be ashamed. Yeah, it's the worst gimmick of the year. It's the worst attired group of wrestlers potentially in history. And that covers a lot of ground. There have been, like, Degeneration X exists. They looked terrible outside of China. And Shawn Michaels, his gear was pretty good. But, like, you know, fucking X-Pac existed in DX Green and Black for, like, 30 years. And I would rather look at the various permutations of that than Retribution. It's no good. The Silver and Black NWO, way better. Like, this sucks.
Man, give them, you know what they should all have? They should all have the Shockmaster helmet.
Yes.
They should all have that fucking bedazzled Stormtrooper helmet.
Yes.
That would be sick.
Oh, man. Maybe they didn't do that. Like, doesn't Mustafa Ali have, he's got, like, a Bane mask, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, maybe they couldn't go with, like, cool helmets because they didn't want to step on his gimmick. But I don't know. Like, they...
I mean, I just love a callback to that ridiculous bedazzled...
Yeah, and then...
mask. Yeah. It was so good.
They're essentially doing what he did, like, breaking through walls and, like, giggling and shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's, exactly.
Like, the Shockmaster.
And, like, kind of falling over in a sad manner.
Yeah, the Shockmaster is, like, I would say, like, you know, at least 30% of the attendees at any given major protest these days. Just, like, an amiable dude in, like, a flannel shirt, like, you know... He's ready to shock the world, but he's also on a clock. He's going to leave before the shit gets real.
Right.
Yeah, Retribution could have borrowed from that. They should have borrowed from that. I agree.
Yeah, they could have.
Yeah.
It would have looked cooler.
Yeah, it would have, like, looked way cooler than this, like, oh, man, we really got to find a way to give Rob Van Dam the title. I guess we're going to have Edge dress up like a Riot Gear man, but give him a motorcycle helmet. And he's like that kind of thing where it's like, here's the inverted comma, or like the quotation mark surprise, only the surprise is always disappointing because you put zero effort into its initial presentation. Just put these motherfuckers in a gift box, like Abdullah the Butcher, like, do something fun.
I want them to, like, pop out from somewhere. I want them to I want them to do, like, something surprising and interesting and cool, and instead...
Yeah.
Just slow motion.
Or at least make fun of us a little bit harder. Yeah. Like, y'all are supposed to be millennials. Like, you're not busting on each other for these fucking shitty costumes? Like...
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, the whole thing is so... It's so joyless.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that is truly the worst part of it, because, like... Wrestling, even in its, like, direst, stupidest, Vince McMahon watched Fox News once and decided that this was his new villain.
Yeah.
Like...
You just imagine Vince McMahon saying the word Antifa?
I don't. I imagine that he says it like Trump. I imagine he says Antifa.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, puts the stress on the second syllable.
They're like him directing, like, these children in what he thinks anarchy looks like.
Yeah, in his, like, horrible Vince McMahon voice.
They're essentially like the Repo Man, only way less cool looking. Like, none of these dudes has a trench coat with the letters Repo Man spelled out with old tires. That's sick as hell. What the hell is this?
Right.
What the hell is this? None of them have Retribution written down. Fucking Black Bloc Antifa show up with stuff.
I just realized what they fucking look like. They look like stage crew.
Yes. Like, yes.
They look like stage crew.
Like, during the show, like, where they're, like, working with the rigging or something like that, but you're not supposed to see them.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Like, they are turning that, like, wooden thing behind the curtain at a high school for, like, performance.
To, like, move the scene along. That's
what they're doing.
Oh. Maybe that's why they're pissed. This is
I'd be pissed too.
Yeah, this is like a labor rights thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It should be. Oh, if it was, I would love this so much. Like, the first time one of them talks about being forced to show up despite being, like, immunocompromised, I'm gonna lose my shit.
Yeah.
Next level genius. You've done it again, Vince. You pulled me back in.
that seems like a good place to maybe wrap things up.
Yeah. Yeah, so, all right, so thank you for joining us on the first episode of Gear Switch. Again, I am Colette Arend. I am a staff writer at FanFight. You can find me on Twitter at Colette Arend. My name is spelled C-O-L-E-T-T-E-A-R-R-A-N-D. If you could rate and review our podcast on iTunes, shout us out. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you didn't like. Or, you know, don't spare us on the stuff that you didn't like. Just tell us what you liked. And check out Jess. Jess, where are you locatable at these days?
I am on Twitter at ModernistWitch. Like, spelled like it sounds. yeah, you can find my writing all over the internet. I'm available there. I should not be on Twitter as much as I am, but I am.
All right. And you can read more coverage of professional wrestling over at Fan Bites wrestling section Fan Fight, which you can find at fanbite.com/wrestling, as well as all of our other wrestling podcasts at fanbite.com/podcasts. Thank you very much to our editor, Elby, who was also the section head of Fan Fight, and we'll see y'all next month. Bye.